Tom Karkel in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for this Friday, going to be a cloudy day in general. Chance for some afternoon showers. High of about 72 degrees. Looks like tonight we're going to get some rain. Could be a half an inch falling. Around the area right now in Kenosha, it's 57, partly cloudy. Cloudy in Burlington with 52 degrees. Milwaukee is at 60, and in Racine, partly cloudy, 59 degrees. Down in Florida, they're getting ready for what could be a nasty storm coming in. Right now, it is Tropical Storm Erica, but by Monday night or Tuesday morning, it could be a hurricane.
No hurricane has made landfall in Florida since Wilma struck in 2005, capping off 2 years of disastrous hurricanes, including hurricanes Charley, Frances, Rita, and Katrina. Florida Governor Rick Scott wants to make sure residents are not complacent.
Stay informed all weekend, and know this is we're in hurricane season. This is part of being prepared for your family, taking care of each and every one of your family members.
People are concerned enough to be stocking up, grabbing everything they need from water and gas to batteries and medicine. I'm Andrew Spencer.
And of course, this is marking the 10-year anniversary of Hurricane Katrina. One of the people charged with setting a fire to a home in Racine that led to an explosion and heavily damaged that building has been sentenced to 4 years in prison. 46-year-old Edward Posing found guilty on the charge of arson with intent to defraud after a trial earlier this year. He was also given 4 years of extended supervision by Judge Alan Torhorst and ordered to pay $10,000 restitution to an insurance company. Posing was the owner of the home at 324 Island Avenue when it blew up and burned in November of 2010. He was accused of masterminding the plot to burn that building for collecting the insurance money. Two others entered pleas to the same charges. They're scheduled for sentencing. A third individual going to be in court for a hearing next month. In Kenosha County, a man airlifted to a hospital in Milwaukee Thursday morning. He accidentally shot himself in the chest the night before and laid in the driveway all that time.
A neighbor spotted the man just before 6:30 Thursday morning and called for help. Police and paramedics found the man in his driveway in the 1400 block of 22nd Avenue, laying next to a sport utility vehicle. He told police he went out at dusk Wednesday evening to hunt coyotes when his ATV hit a tree. His gun went off. The bullet struck him in the chest. He apparently collapsed in his driveway, unable to move or call for help until his neighbor found him. While his injury is serious, police say he is expected to survive. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
A Racine man accused of robbing a Sturtevant gas station Wednesday night, also accused of leaving his two kids alone at home during that time. 26-year-old Eric Eisel in court on charges of robbery, obstructing police, and two counts of child neglect. The Phillips 66 at Durand Avenue and Willow Road was the target. A man in a Spider-Man mask armed with a knife demanding money, a suspect later taken into custody at a makeshift car lot nearby. Eisel admitting to police, according to court documents, that he left his two kids, ages 5 and 7, home alone, said he did it because he'd been drinking, though the blood alcohol level for him registered nothing. He's going to be back in court next week. Governor Walker out on the campaign trail in Iowa, disagreeing with those who are saying that fatal shooting of those two journalists in Virginia this week by a former colleague, it really highlights the need for tougher gun laws. The governor said that often overlooked is an aspect of the recent shootings, the mental health of the gunmen involved.
We just got to make sure that in our country, just as we've tried to do in my state, we get them the resources to make sure they don't get to that point.
He stresses the importance of improving access to mental health services for those who have slipped through the cracks. A Pleasant Prairie woman accused of putting cameras in the locker rooms at the Recplex and U-Line enters into a plea agreement. Kenosha County Circuit Court has 28-year-old Melissa Weckenbach pleading guilty to 47 counts of capturing an image of nudity without consent. 215 other charges are dismissed but can be considered at her October sentencing. The cameras discovered when a Recplex member noticed one of them in April of 2012. Weckenbach telling police she put the camera in at the request of Carl Lant, a co-worker at U-Line. He's already pled guilty to 41 counts. He'll be sentenced in September. And if you're going to the Packers-Eagles preseason game at Lambeau Field tomorrow night, some of you may have to go through a little heightened security. Here's Bob Haig with the story.
Fans entering Lambeau at the Shopko gate will be the first to use newly installed walk-through metal detectors, a league-wide mandate for all gates for next season. The units are being phased in at Lambeau with the Shopko gate debut this season and all remaining gates next season. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Coming on the heels of several former Racine bar owners dropping claims of racketeering and corruption from their federal lawsuit against the city, the mayor, and several current and former officials alleging a conspiracy to drive them out of business, City is now moving to have the entire matter dismissed. What's called a motion for summary judgment was filed this week. The document stating that the plaintiffs, among other things, do not have a single piece of evidence other than their own subjective beliefs to show any of the defendants took adverse action against the bar owners because of their race or the race of their patrons. The former bar owners have until mid-September to file a written response. Then the city can respond to that, and then it's up to a judge. At this point, there is still a November 16th trial date listed on the remaining civil rights claims in that lawsuit. Just when you thought the blue versus copper roof debate about Racine's Lakefront Festival site was over and done with, now comes the request to redo the colonnade, which is also deteriorating as part of a total $470,000 capital improvement project. During this week's Public Works and Services Committee meeting, Assistant DPW Commissioner Tom Eag noted this is the second phase and would replace not just the blue color, but also the damage that led to the colonnade roof leaking. Alderman Sandy Widener, noting concerns about spending so much money on a place that isn't being used all as much as it used to be, took note of the upcoming budget process when she said something's going to go and it may very well be Festival Hall. DPW Commissioner Mark Yellen said the 28-year-old colonnade has been leaking, and that is damage to a piece of the city's infrastructure.
It's damaging the structure of the roof structure itself. So, I mean, as far as, you know, the risk of water dripping on somebody's head during the Italian Fest, that's not really the issue. That's not the main issue. We're trying to save the structure of the building itself. Whether the building should be there or not is another issue.
The base bid just to redo the Festival Hall colonnade roof, $350,000 from Cudahy Roofing and Supply. $112,000 more comes in alternate bids. The full council gets the committee's recommendation next week. Racine Education Association and Racine Educational Assistance Association out against that newly proposed bill about filling school board vacancies. Caledonia Representative Tom Weatherston, along with Kenosha Racine Senator Van Wongard, suggesting that the president of a school board be given the authority to fill a vacancy if it is 60 days or more, like the current status in Racine Unified. Unions are going to be talking more about it. They'll hold a little press conference outside Unified headquarters this afternoon. Faculty and staff at UW Parkside got together for the annual convocation yesterday. Chancellor Debbie Ford talking about many things, including a survey showing that more than 72% of the students in a new survey plan to graduate from Parkside. Dr. Ford thanking the faculty and staff for sharing themselves with the learning community.
Our collective passions and acting on the must and shoulds we face make UW Parkside a great place to work, to learn, to grow, and to contribute. We are recruiting real amazing graduates. Join with me in building on our positive momentum, removing barriers that block our success, and illuminating the many bright spots on our campus.
Classes at Parkside start next week. By the way, move-in day is next Monday from 10 in the morning till 4 in the afternoon. And you can witness that entire convocation if you want on the UW Parkside website. Our webpage is WRJN.com. You can listen to our newscast in podcast form whenever you want throughout the day. Go to the local news section at WRJN News for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, AM 1400 WRJN News.